time to tell the name. The Charlie S. Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie Evers on this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour, and here we are. Now, we've had some interesting topics this morning. Some of those have been funny things people eat. What are some of the funny things that people have eaten that maybe you have known or heard about over the years? We've had a lot of these this morning. We've had mayonnaise and pickles and peanut butter sandwiches, and we have had peanut butter on a spoon with syrup poured over top of it. We have had cottage cheese and Jell-O and whipped cream, all those interesting things. Some of those just do not sound the best to me. But that's the way it goes. Do you have anything that you've ever seen anybody eat that maybe was odd to you but they liked? Or have you ever eaten anything that was odd that you like? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring here. We would love to hear from you on the phone line. 740-383-9944. Now, oh, here we go. Maybe this is one of those odd things coming through the line. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I have seen in some Amish cookbooks where they mix marshmallow cream and peanut butter together for a sandwich spread. Don't sound good to me, but I have seen that in the cookbooks. So I thought I would just toss that out. And another thing, all the people that's going to march against someone that they think is wrong, have they done anything better to help someone out that morning before they left? So just stop and think. There's people closer that needs help, and that you could do while you're down there marching for something maybe you really don't know a whole lot about. So, okay, that's all I want to say.
No, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. This protest against Dr. Etkin seems to be a very interesting conversation. Now, what do you think? Do you think that people should be protesting against her? I did my little editorial earlier on. Or funny foods. Funny foods are a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I am. Growing up, my dad used to take a glass and pour milk, and then he would tear his bread up, and then he would put his sugar in there, and he loved that. To me, that was always weird, but he loved it.
You know what's interesting? I had a grandfather, now that you say that, I had a grandfather that used to take a glass of milk, and he would take saltine crackers or those Ritz crackers and dip them in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he used to eat those and think that was the greatest thing.
It was. I've heard a lot of the older people like that. They really did, and that was something they had too.
Exactly, yeah. And it was just something they enjoyed, and it tasted good to them.
That's right. To each his own.
That's right. To each his own. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye bye. Again, we're talking about odd things that people eat. Now, much like that caller and much like my grandfather, maybe it's something you've seen somebody eat. I don't know. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something odd that you have seen somebody eat, or something odd that you have eaten that you think is good, but other people think possibly that you are nuts. Raw hamburger. We've heard about raw hamburger this morning. I had a relative who I heard ate raw hamburger, said they liked it, but I never saw him eat it. But I know people have done that. Ugh, that would not work for me. Or do you have anything to say about the Dr. Acton protests? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. We'd love to hear from you. These things are funny because maybe some people will try them, but boy, I remember he'd pour a glass of milk and then he would put saltine crackers in it. And that's all it was. There was nothing on the saltine crackers, no jelly, no sugar, no anything. Just saltine crackers and milk. And he would do this 2-3 times a week. That was a snack for him. And as the caller said, bread and milk, maybe something. A lot of people put peanut butter on a lot of things, even chili. Go figure. 740-383-9944. Or opinions on the protests at Dr. Acton's place. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What do you think about that whole mess? We've had a varying group of opinions on that this morning, and it's been good to hear them because it's, I don't know what's going on down there. You have got me as far as that goes. Okay. Let's see. Maybe we'll do some Family Feud here. We got 4 minutes left before the break. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. In which place are you told to keep quiet? Maybe I'll get that out a little clearer. In which place are you told to keep quiet? Now, there are 5 answers on the board here. Does anybody know the answers? In what place are you told to keep quiet? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. In what place are you told to keep quiet? 5 answers. Give me a ring. All right. Here comes the calls. Let's see if anybody has the right answers. Go ahead, caller.
Library
number 1 on the list, without doubt. A library is a place where you got to keep quiet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Library number 1 on the list. What are the other 4 places where you are told to keep quiet? Does anybody know the other 4 places where you would be told to keep quiet? All right, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
How about church?
Church. Let's see. Church is number 4 on the list. You have got it.
I snuck in there.
You did, right under the wire.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Church is the answer. All right, we've got library and we've got church. In which place are you told to keep quiet? 2, 3, and 5. What are the answers? In what place are you told to keep quiet? Library number 1. Church number 4. Does anybody know? Let's see if this person does. Go ahead, caller.
How about the hospital?
The hospital, number 3 on the list. The hospital. You've got it right.
Thank
you. Bye-bye. Hospital number 3 on the list. So we've got 3 of the 5. Library number 1, hospital number 2, church number 4. What are 2 and 5? A place in which you are told to keep quiet. A place in which you are told to keep quiet. 28 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. A place in which you are told to keep quiet. Library, hospital, and church are already taken. What might those other 2 answers be? Let's see if this is one of them. Go ahead, caller.
About a funeral.
A funeral, you definitely want to keep quiet there, but not on the list today.
Thanks.
Thank you. No funeral on the list. We've got a library at number 1, hospital at number 3, church at number 4. What are the 2 and 5 answers here today? Place where you're told to keep quiet. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that caller. If that was you, call back in, 740-383-9944. Remember, if the phone rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 29 and a half minutes past the hour here on the Charlie Evers Show. Library, movie theater, and church taken so far. What are the 3 and 5th answer on this list? Maybe this is the answer coming down the pike right here. Go ahead, caller.
How about when you're arrested and your attorney tells you to be quiet?
You know, that's a good time to keep quiet. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Thanks, you.
Bye.
We're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't you dare go anywhere. Places to keep quiet.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
A Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And the question this morning is, in which places are you asked to keep quiet? Now, number 1 is the library, number 3 is the hospital, and number 4 is the church. What are the number 2 and number 5 answers? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
About court.
Court. You know, court is not on the list either. That's a good guess, though. Thank you. All right. Court is not on the list. Let's see here. Number 1 is library. Number 3 is hospital. Number 4 is church. What are the other 2 answers? Go ahead, caller.
In a classroom.
Classroom is number 5. You have got it right. You got to stay quiet in those classrooms. You are right.
Okay.
Thank you. Classroom number 5. So now we've got 4 of the 5. We just don't have the number 2 answer. 1 was library, 3 hospital, 4 church, 5 classroom. What is the number 2 answer? Place where you need to keep quiet. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the last answer of the 5 here? We've got library, hospital, church, and classroom. But what is number 2? And you know what? This is interesting because this is a place where you have to keep quiet. Let's see if we got the answer. Go ahead, caller.
At the movies.
You've got it. At the movie theater. You do not want to interrupt anybody at the movie theater. You have got it right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So those are the answers there. We knocked that one out. Places you're told to keep quiet. Number 1, the library. Number 2, the movie theater. Number 3, the hospital. Number 4, the church. Number 5, the classroom. So we are done with that particular category. Now we're going to go on to another category here, but remember, what odd things do people eat that you have seen over the years? Now, that's still a question on the table as well. What odd things do people eat that you have seen over the years? Or what do you make of the protests that were going on down in Columbus at the house of Dr. Acton? Does anybody know those? The answer to those, 740-383-9944. All right, now we're on to our next Family Feud category here. This one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers as well. Name a U.S. president who might have been described during his time in office as young. There's an interesting question, because most presidents are considered old. Name a U.S. president who might have been described during his time in office as a young president. Five answers. You've only got 45 choices on this one. Which five presidents would have been considered young when they were in office? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You got to dust up on your presidential trivia to get this one right. Name a U.S. president who might have been considered young when they were in office. Go ahead, caller.
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, number one answer without question. You have got it. Celebrate with a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Absolutely, it is John F. Kennedy, number one answer. Name a U.S. president who might have been considered young. John Kennedy was number one. Go ahead, caller.
How about Washington?
Washington. You know, Washington is not on this list.
Okay.
Thank you. Washington does not make the list. A U.S. president who might have been considered young. Now, number one is Kennedy. Who are the other four? Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm thinking Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is number three on the list. You have got it right. Bill Clinton, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bill Clinton makes the list. So we've got John Kennedy at number one and Bill Clinton at number three. All right. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, Ulysses S. Grant is not on the list, oddly enough. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. No U.S. Grant. Let's see here. Who else do we have here on the list? Three other presidents who might have been considered young. Go ahead, caller.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt is number five on the list. Yes,
all right.
Yes, he is. You got Teddy Roosevelt. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, Teddy Roosevelt. Number one, Kennedy. Number three, Clinton. Number five, Teddy Roosevelt. All right. Who else do we have on the list? 740-383-9944. Here we go, caller. Go ahead.
How about Obama?
Obama, number two on the list.
Yay.
You have got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Obama, number two. All right, we've got one left. Let's see here. Who else are we going to have? Obama was number two. Kennedy, one. Obama, two. Clinton, three. Teddy Roosevelt, number five. Who's number four? A president that would have been considered young while they were in office. We all get older. Heavens knows. Go ahead, caller.
George Bush Jr. or George H.W. or whatever.
You know, neither one of the Bushes are on the list, oddly enough.
Okay.
Thank you. No Bushes on the list. How about that? Okay, we've got Kennedy at one, Obama two, Clinton three, Teddy Roosevelt number five. Who's number four on the list? A president that would be considered young. Go ahead, caller.
How about Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln, you have got it. Abe Lincoln was number four on the list. You have it right.
Thank you.
Those are your answers. Presidents who might have been considered young. Kennedy was one, Obama two, Clinton three, Lincoln four, and Teddy Roosevelt was number five. All right. Now here we'll go on to the next one here. We're 38 minutes past the hour. Name a beverage some people drink exclusively with breakfast. So a breakfast beverage is the question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 answers for this one. What is a breakfast that people drink with breakfast? That is the question. Let's see here what we have coming. Go ahead, caller.
Coffee.
Coffee. I'm sure it's on the list. It's number 1 on the list. Thank you. Coffee is mostly considered a breakfast drink, to be sure. Name a drink that you drink at breakfast. Coffee number 1. Still 5 other answers on the big board today. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Orange juice.
Orange juice is number 2. You have got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, orange juice is number 2. Coffee number 1. Orange juice number 2. All right. What else do we have? We still have 3 other answers here. Breakfast drinks. Go ahead, caller.
Orange juice.
Orange juice is number 2. You've got it.
Yay!
Orange juice number 2 on the list. Orange juice, a very popular breakfast drink, to be sure. All right. 3, 4, 5, and 6 remain. Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Milk.
Milk. Milk is number 3 on the list. You've got it.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Milk makes the list today. So we've got coffee, orange juice, milk. What are the other 3? We've got the top 3. What are the bottom 3? We're talking about drinks that are exclusively associated with breakfast. Coffee, orange juice, and milk have been taken. What are the other 3 that are on this list? Go ahead, caller.
How about hot tea?
Hot tea. You know, that's what I would rather have than coffee, but hot tea is not on the list.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. You know, I would much rather have hot tea than coffee, or even hot chocolate, really. Let's see here. A beverage that some people drink exclusively with breakfast. We've got coffee, orange juice, milk. What are the bottom 3? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice is number 4 on the list. You've got it right.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Grapefruit juice, very popular in the morning. So we've got 1, 2, 3, and 4. We still have got 5 and 6 here. We've got coffee, orange juice, milk, and grapefruit juice. What are the other 2? Breakfast drinks. That's what we're talking about here. Go ahead, caller.
How about water?
Water is number 5 on the list. You've got it right.
Okay.
Thank you. Water makes the list at number 5. So now what is number 6? 1 answer left. Number 1, coffee. Number 2, orange juice. Number 3, milk. Number 4, grapefruit juice. Number 5, water. What is the number 6 answer? Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Mimosas?
No mimosas.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. No mimosas today. Mimosas is a good drink, though. What is number 6 on the list? We've got coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and what is number 6? A breakfast drink. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
Smoothies?
Not a smoothie. No smoothie on the list today. What is that 6th breakfast drink? We've done so well this morning with Family Feud. Also talking about funny things that you would eat or drink. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm not tomato juice.
Not tomato juice.
All right.
All right, thank you. No tomato juice on the list. What is that 5th drink that people want with breakfast? A breakfast drink. What could it be? 740-383-9944. 1 is coffee, 2 is orange juice, 3 is milk, 4 is grapefruit juice, 5 is water. What is the number 6 answer? Does anybody know? It's a drink exclusively associated with breakfast, I guess, in some people's mind. Go ahead, caller.
White Russians?
Not a white Russian, no. Thank you. Not a white Russian. No white Russians with breakfast on this particular list. 44 minutes past the hour. Coming up on a break here in 1 minute, but we can still get some more guesses in here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and I will put you up on the air, and we can talk about breakfast drinks. What is number six? A drink associated with breakfast. We've got water, we've got milk, we've got coffee, we've got grapefruit juice, got a whole lot, but we don't have the final answer yet. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
How about cranberry juice?
Not cranberry juice, but that's good too. Cranberry juice does not make the current list. So, you know what? We're going to break. We're coming back. Think about it. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute here on WWGH Radio. Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, 46 minutes past the hour. What is that breakfast drink? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about hot chocolate?
Not hot chocolate, and that's a very good guess. I know a lot of people have that every morning, but it did not make the list. Thank you.
Okay.
No hot chocolate. All right. What is the sixth answer here? Coffee number one, orange juice number two, milk number three, grapefruit juice number four, water number five. What is number six? Oh, here comes the call. This might be the right answer. Coming on down the path. Go ahead, caller.
How about a Bloody Mary?
You know, a Bloody Mary, I know that's an eye-opener for a lot of people, but not on the list.
Okay.
I know. What is this answer? Thank you. Not a Bloody Mary. I know a lot of people start their day with a good old-fashioned Bloody Mary, but that currently does not make the list. So, what is on the list here? Those are the questions that beg to be answered. Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water. What is number six? A drink that people drink at breakfast time. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's go back to the phones here and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Cappuccino?
Not a cappuccino, but boy, you thought that would have been on the list too. Thank you. No cappuccino today. Those little small cappuccino cups. You know, cappuccino, I don't see a whole lot of cappuccino anymore. Oddly enough, that was very, very popular for a while. Let's go to the phones again. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
A mimosa.
Not a mimosa.
Oh, but those are so good.
They are so good. That's a good breakfast drink for sure.
There you go.
Thank you. No, mimosa did not make the list today. What is number six on the list? Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and... what is the sixth answer? Does anybody know? Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
How about your drink, soda?
You know, why that's not on the list, I'll never know. But yeah, that is my drink every morning, and I know a lot of other people who do the same.
Yeah, I know I do too. So that's, I got to thinking about yours, and that's why I was wondering, you know.
I know. It's not there for us today. Doesn't that stink?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Bye.
Bye-bye. I know. How does soda not make the list? That's what I complain about every morning on this station. All right. Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water. What is number six on the list? A drink associated with breakfast. 49 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give us an answer and we'll put you on the air. That's what we like to do. Go ahead, caller.
Iced coffee?
Not iced coffee. Iced coffee does not make the list this morning. 10 minutes left in this particular segment on the show. Calls coming in galore here, which is always good. Go ahead, caller.
A monster?
Not
Red
a
Bull?
No, not an energy drink. No energy drinks, but a lot of people do have to start the way that day. Do have to start the way that day. Do have to start the day that way. Maybe that's what I should have said. Let's go back to the phones here. WWGH Radio. Go ahead, caller.
How about pineapple juice?
Not pineapple juice, but that's good in the morning as well.
Okay.
No pineapple juice. What is that breakfast drink that we are not stumbling across here today? Isn't it interesting? A drink closely associated with breakfast. We've got coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and maybe this answer right here. Go ahead, caller.
How about soda? You know, a lot of people drink Pepsi for breakfast.
You know, I do the diet soda every morning, but soda is not on the list.
All righty.
All right, thank you. No soda on the list this morning. Isn't that a thing? Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and what is number six? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I had an uncle, he had to have his beer every morning for breakfast.
You know, a lot of people start the day the way they ended the night before, but not on this list, unfortunately.
Well, if you didn't fall off a chair, he was fine.
That's right. If as long as you can still sit in the chair and have your bagel, why not start it with a beer?
That's right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, this leads me to a whole other thing with beer and bratwurst. You know, people boil, this is one of my pet peeves, people boil their bratwurst in beer. No, drink the beer, eat the bratwurst, because it just evaporates out. But people think it gives it flavor, but it doesn't. There's a cooking tip for you here today. Cooking tips and family feud. Go ahead, caller.
Apple juice.
Not apple juice. Another good guess. Apple juice does not make the list. 52 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. All right. What do we have on the list here? Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water. What is number six on the big list today? 52 minutes past the hour here. 8 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get what that drink is closely associated with breakfast? And away we go here. Go ahead, caller.
Prune juice.
Not prune juice. Prune juice, another popular one, especially as the years go by. Sometimes you have to start the morning with a little prune juice to get the body up and moving. Let's go to the phones here. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. And the caller is not there. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and what is the sixth answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we will give you... go ahead, caller.
What about hot tea?
Hot tea is not on the list, unfortunately. Thank you, though. Now, see, myself, I would rather have hot tea than coffee or hot chocolate or any of that. I like a good hot tea. Now, cold tea, I like cold tea, but I just don't make a lot of it. I don't know why. I make more lemonade than I do cold tea. Go figure, for whatever reason. All right, 54 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020. Having a good morning here this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. A drink associated with breakfast. Go ahead, caller.
Iced tea.
Not iced tea. Hot tea, iced tea, neither one of those answers make the list. What do you have for breakfast, or what have you had for breakfast? A beverage associated with breakfast. What could that be? 740-383-9944. We've had a lot of beverages down the path here in the last few minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed hot chocolate yet?
They have, and that's not on the list.
Okay, what about tomato juice?
Not tomato juice either, no.
Okay.
Thank you. No hot chocolate, no tomato juice in the barrel today. A drink closely associated with breakfast. What would that be? A drink closely associated with breakfast. The drinks are drying up here, aren't they? Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water. Those are the ones that have been said, but we don't have the sixth answer, oddly enough. What is number six? 740-383-9944, 56 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 8th, 2020. A drink closely associated with breakfast. As they pop into your brain, go ahead, caller.
Cranberry juice.
Not cranberry juice. Cranberry juice does not make the list. You know, maybe I should give a hint here, but I'm not going to just yet. No hint yet. Strangely enough, this one has not been mentioned. A drink that's closely associated with breakfast. What could that be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is answer number six on the big board today of drinks that are closely associated with breakfast? If we get to 2 minutes, I'll give you a hint. But we've still got a minute and a half before the two-minute mark. What is a drink that is closely associated with breakfast? We've got coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water. What is number six? Go ahead, caller.
An espresso?
Not an espresso, but that, boy, that'll keep you awake during the day.
Yeah.
Thank you. No espresso on the list. Those were popular, too. Espressos and cappuccinos were highly popular for a long time, and then they kind of went by the wayside. I think it was as the flavored coffees started to come out, you kind of saw less espresso, less cappuccino. Go ahead, caller.
About wine.
Not wine. Wine not on the list. But you know, wine's good for your heart. But wine does not make the list today. You know, I have a lot of wine at my house. I might start having a glass of wine in the morning. I wonder how much wine you can consume and still drive a car under the alcohol limit. Wonder, half a glass? Full glass? I guess it depends on how big the glass is. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ovaltine?
Not Ovaltine, but I know that's a favorite of our Charlie Evers. I know he loves his Ovaltine.
I didn't even know if he's still made such a thing, but that was what I guessed. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No Ovaltine on the list today. 58 minutes past the hour. What is the drink closely associated with breakfast? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got coffee. We've got orange juice. We've got milk. We've got grapefruit juice. We've got water. And we don't have the last answer. Okay, 2 minutes. The last answer is an alcoholic drink. It does have some alcohol in it. We've had a lot of alcoholic drinks guessed, but not the right one. Does anybody know what it is? 2 minutes left. It is a drink with some alcohol in it. Does anybody know what that drink is? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I was going to guess fruit smoothie, but...
Not a fruit smoothie. Thank you.
Yep.
Not a fruit smoothie. But it is a drink with a little bit of alcohol in it. We've got 1 minute left. What is that morning drink? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Go ahead. Okay, we lost that caller. 740-383-9944. 1 minute left in the game. It's a drink that does have some alcohol in it. What is that morning beverage? Coffee, orange juice, milk, grapefruit juice, water, and what is number six on the big list? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about vodka and like orange juice?
No, a screwdriver. Not a screwdriver. Thank you. No. Not vodka and orange juice. Maybe we can get one more guest in here before the hour. If not, keep thinking during the break. 740-383-9944. A drink associated with breakfast that has some alcohol in it. Does anybody know what we're talking about? Okay, we're going to try to get this call in before we go to break here. Go ahead, caller.
Brandy?
Not brandy, but that's a good one, too. Not brandy. We'll come back after the break. Maybe you'll get it. Stay tuned.
1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it House Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?